freshwater stream. And it's got claws, and when you turn over a rock, it often swims away backward. Crawdad. Crawfish.
Crawfish.
Okay. And this is my favorite kind of seafood. You bite and you get it down in the gulf. And they're fantail sea animals with a transparent shell that you catch them by dragging the nets across. And you can have it fried or boiled.
Well, crab.
Well, they're little, about that big, and they have little horns, and,
I can't think of it right now.
Shrimp.
Oh, geez, oh my Lord.
You ever eat them?
Oh,
how do you like them?
I like them boiled, fried, anyway.
And say that for me.
I just like shrimp.
I love it.
I just like seafood.
Yeah, I do, too. I really do. What kind of insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into it, and when you grab it, powder comes off into your hand?
A moth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you don't have just one, you have two.
Two moths.
All right. What flies around at night with a light in its tail?
Oh, shoot. What kind of bug? Lightning bug.
Lightning bug. Have you ever heard it called a June bug? Is that something different, though?
I don't think a June bug, the lightning bug, is not the same thing.
I didn't think it was either. A firefly, I think firefly is the same thing. Okay, what's a long, thin-bodied insect with a little beak and little two pairs of shiny wings, and you see them over marshes and lakes and everything, and then swamps?
I don't know if
you ever heard it called a dragonfly?
Yeah, but I don't know about a dragonfly.
Mosquito hawk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What kinds of stinging insects do you know?
Well, mosquitoes and ants.
What?
Flies can bite
mm-hmm.
you, too.
They sure can. What's the kind of insect that builds big paper nests in trees? Starts with an H.
Hornet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, have you ever heard of the kind they build, instead, the hornet builds big ones, but these build small ones.
Wasps.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the kind that builds nests in the ground and swarm all over you, and they're real tiny when they sting you.
Come on. Ant?
No, they're yellow. What do you call them? They're yellow jackets?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know, what are the small insects that burrow in your skin and raise welts, like if you go camping or out in the woods to go fishing?
Sandworms.
All right. You ever heard them called red bugs or chiggers?
Oh, yeah. It's different than sandworms.
Oh, is it? Hmm. Okay. We have one more section we'll work on, and then we'll be through. What kind of insects that are green and brown, they hop along in the grass in the summertime?
Grasshoppers.
Okay. What about hoppergrass? Never heard of hoppergrass. Alright. What do you call small fish used for bait when you find them at the shore, at a lake or somewhere?
Minnows.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you find stretched across the corner of a room when you hadn't swept or if you hadn't cleaned up?
Spiderweb.
Okay, any difference in a cobweb?
I don't think so.
All right. Okay, what's the part of a tree underneath the ground?
The roots.
Mm-hmm. What's the kind of tree that you tap for syrup? I don't think they do it here.
The maple.
All right. Sugar maple?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the place where there's a lot of rock maples growing where you get the sugar?
I don't know.
You ever heard of a maple grove?
Uh-uh.
Sugar orchard or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's a kind of tree with broad leaves which are shed all at one time and the bark peels off with little knobs or balls? And it's a shade tree usually with white limbs and scaly bark and have huge leaves.
Oh.
Starts with an S.
Sycamore. I'm going to talk about a sycamore.
Okay. What are some other kind of trees that you know?
Pine, pecan. Willow.